Sam Coates is a really unique guy in a lot of respects, not the least of which is the fact that he just stepped down after doing a stint as chairman of DFW Airport Board. He was the first guy ever to really know the industry, to come from outside of the industry. We first met Sam Coates at Texas International, then he was at Braniff and Southwest Airlines and CEO of Muse, and did time at Continental Airlines, started up one in Australia. It's a long resume. Sam Coates joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. I've lost a lot of jobs.
So who did well, you worked your way down. I probably left out an airline.
You left out Schlotzky's, for God's sake.
Well, it's not an airline. And you were CEO of Schlotzky's. And all this show is CEO of Schlotzky's. But anyway, I'm curious. You must have brought something to DFW Airport, to at least the board, that it never had before, you know, sort of an operating knowledge. What did you learn from the other side?
Well, you know, they like to take me to these conferences around the world where we recruit airlines because they say I speak airline. And we have doubled our international service in the past 6 years. And, you know, when DFW started, it had two international routes, Guadalajara and Acapulco.
Is that right?
That's it. And today we have over 70. You know, and you can get to Beijing, you can get to Hong Kong, Seoul, Korea, any of the Middle East, you name it.
We're a hub for traffic going from South America to Asia, right?
Yeah, our goal is to be a global super hub. We think we're ideally situated from a geographic point of view. We're ideal for bringing produce, flowers, fish up from Mexico and Central America and Latin America, taking it to Asia. We're already shipping avocados and mangoes to China that comes up from Central America. There's no reason why DFW can't be an airport on the par with Dubai, Singapore, Incheon, and Seoul, Korea.
Okay, so it remind me why we want this. Is this just a matter of prestige?
No, it's the economic engine of the Metroplex. It already provides about $37 billion a year in economic benefit to the Dallas-Fort Worth region. And yet every time we go to Eastern Europe or the Orient, people say, oh, DFW, is that J.R. Ewing? Is that the Kennedy assassination? We have a huge marketing opportunity. And frankly, our two mayors, Mayor Betsy Price and Mayor Rollins, do a great job. We take them with us whenever we can, and they market the Metroplex very, very well.
You know, it strikes me that this is a fortuitous time, because my guess is DFW is accessible because of new equipment out there where it wasn't before. 787 must have been a big difference.
You know, it is so great to have the world's largest airline headquartered at DFW.
American Airlines.
And American works very well with us. And we have a good cooperative working relationship. They're just now taking over the satellite that used to be the Delta satellite, Terminal E, for RJs, for the regional jets. We're talking to them about a new terminal. We have 165 gates, and we're out of gates. We're having to hard stand some flights as it is. So we've got a great opportunity to grow. We will do almost 69 million passengers in this fiscal year, and we're forecasting over 73 million in fiscal year 2019.
You know, like I say, we go back to you at Texas International, or Trans-Texas, I guess it was then. And you think about it, I mean, the evolution, but one of the things that's happened over that time, and maybe it goes back to 9/11, but is the security issue. And it has literally doubled the flying time to a lot of cities and made it less attractive.
No, it has, and we have 15 security checkpoints at DFW. We have spent millions of dollars on enhanced security. And, in fact, we have a board meeting this week where we will authorize additional funding for security measures that the public will never see, but they're vital to the operation of that airport.
Is there any new technology that's ever going to get this better? I mean, facial recognitions or...
Looking at all of that, David, it all has to come into play. We have a lot that's in front of the public, and we have a lot that the public never sees.
You have a lot of friends of DFW, too, that have, it seems like, developed over the last few years. DART can take you over to A right now. Fort Worth is doing the same thing, and will eventually have rail connections. I would guess Uber and maybe ultimately Uber Elevate. The little drone service is going to be a friend to the airport.
That's on the horizon. It is. There are a lot of exciting things on the horizon. You know, we now have three hotels, and we're about to have a fourth. We have two golf courses. We have two car dealerships on airport property.
You do?
Including the largest Infiniti dealership in the world, Grubbs Infiniti. People don't even know that. They don't know Cowboy Marketing is on DFW property. It's an exciting.
And I've seen the idea of some more retail going in out there.
We've gone considerably upscale in Terminal D and in all the other terminals as well, because we just spent almost $2 billion renewing A and B and E and new parking garages. But we have an infrastructure that's 40-some years old, so we will continue to invest and update.
You know, the original idea, at least as I remember it, from having this space larger than the island of Manhattan, was really to be a buffer so that you wouldn't have a bunch of homeowners screaming that, you know, these loud jets sound like they just flew through my bathroom, you know, while I was trying to sleep. But the fact is, jets aren't as loud anymore.
That's right. The technology has improved dramatically.
So does it open up that land for development that otherwise was supposed to be a buffer?
Yes, it does. It does indeed. And we've got a 700-acre plot on the northwest side of the airport that people don't even realize. It's in the city of Grapevine, which is ideal for development. And we've got a great commercial development staff, and they're working all the time on new ideas.
So does the board sit around there and say, how can we become Atlanta? But do you want to be
the
largest?
No, we don't want to be Atlanta. We want to be Dubai. We want to be Singapore. As I said, Hong Kong, Incheon. Those are world-class airports. Atlanta has the largest number of passengers of any airport in the world right now. But we are blessed by having an independent board appointed by the two city councils, and we're isolated a lot from politics as a result. If you look at what happened in Atlanta just recently, they fired a lot of the airport staff, and some of it was probably for political reasons.
Yeah, probably so. All right, so when you were at Southwest Airlines and when you were at Muse, DFW was the evil empire. They were trying to shut down your home, shut down Love Field, because it represented such an enormous threat.
And then when I helped negotiate the phase out of the Wright Amendment, they thought I was Darth Vader at DFW, and they were very suspicious of me when I
went. You were like Linda Blair, the Exorcist. Your head spun around. But I mean, as we sit now, there's no threat, is there? I mean, there's plenty of business for every. There's probably plenty of business for a third one.
We are blessed in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex to have DFW and Love Field. There are other areas of the country that would love to have those assets, and we're just very, very blessed to have them here.
Are we going to have a third one?
Not anytime soon that I'm aware of.
Well, I mean, you know, you can phase out DFW and expand DFW Junior.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
Sam Coates has been watching him take off and land for a long time and been a good friend. It's good to have you on.
It's been good fun.
Thanks a lot.
I've been very fortunate.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.